Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Charlie, we love you.
Hello.
And we've been praying for you. And how is your beautiful wife? We hope that Mary's okay.
She's okay. Two broken bones, though, in the foot. She has the boot on and the crutches for 8 weeks.
Just like Zioli.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, she's down.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Down for the count for a little bit.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, and you actually were texting us on Friday. We were so sorry to see it because we were excited to, you know, have you here and everything, but you ended up in the emergency department. I told Zioli, I said, look at this. What is going on with the foot injuries? Because Zioli has 8 weeks. His is a different thing, but he as well has 8 weeks. He was on this little scooter, scooting around the hub here for the Travis Manion Foundation. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know you're there to cheer Mary up. You know, listen, one of the things about the Travis Manion Foundation is honoring our hometown heroes. And if you go to travismanion.org, you will see that they have a huge celebration page of the life and the service of our hometown hero. And that's Petty Officer First Class Michael Strange, who was 25 years young among 30 U.S. service members killed. I'm not going to say died. They write died, but he was killed August 6, 2011, Chinook helicopter crash in Afghanistan there. And he was a specialist. You and I have talked about it, but we just want to honor his service. And as well, for you, as being a Gold Star dad, a Gold Star family, you know, it's important to note that the Travis Manion Foundation, obviously, they are a foundation that wants us to remember not just our hometown heroes, but as well the families behind them, like you, that need the support. And then you have a big event for the Michael Strange Foundation coming up. I'm going to be in Italy. That's right when we leave in Italy. But I want to promote this event. I want everybody to go if you can and support the Michael Strange Foundation as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have April 2nd. We have about 20 gold stars coming in. April 3rd, we're doing the Phillies game at 1 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Then we'll take them to get a Philly cheesesteak at Tony and Nikki's, where President Trump stopped. Then we do a little workshop, a little talk about the grief. Everybody, you know, with ours, everybody lost a son or a daughter. And the brothers and sisters come if they're over 18. We have a few of them. They're coming from all over the country, Wyoming, Arizona, Iowa, of course, New York, Jersey, Delaware. Mark Lee's brother's coming, the first Navy SEAL killed in Iraq. His brother Chris is coming with his wife. And then Saturday night, we take them out with the motorcycles. We're going to, everybody's welcome here, American Legion Post 810, 9151 Old Newtown Road, Northeast Philly, 6 to 10. And Dawn, we have a friend of yours, playing, Luke Jardel.
Awesome.
You and Larry used to go see him in Chestnut Hill. He just texted me.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. So, this is great. And I'm so sorry. We're literally leaving for Italy for our big conservative tours trip. We're leaving that Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. I should know this. I think it's Thursday. We leave right as this gets going. So, I mean, we'll all support you at PHT, but I just want to promote this so that everybody here can, you know, support you, go to some of these events. That's awesome. We love Luke. Absolutely.
Yeah, Luke's great. He's a gold star. He's a gold star. His uncle was killed in Vietnam. Jardel Wreck, named after his uncle in Chapman Avenue over there. And it helps meeting all the other gold stars. And we couldn't do it without, you know, thank you for giving us a shout out, Michael Strange Stop Foundation and our sponsors, you know, Specialty Freights, Billy Crawford, Cardinal Communications, Matt Carey, Constellation, Patriot Fund, all these, and Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, all the Patriots out there donate to us and help. Because the gold stars don't pay for anything. We pay for the plane tickets, the hotel.
Oh, wow.
Just bring a picture of your loved one. And Mary gives them a little homework assignment. Everybody writes a letter, reads it. And, you know, everybody knows, you know, you don't have to explain yourself there. Everybody lost a loved one through the Middle East war. So that's what we do. And yeah. And then Saturday night at, you know, with the band, with Luke Jardell and his crew, you know, like the one mom came, she said, I haven't danced in 6 years, oh. You know, since my son died. Oh. And I said to her, Dawn, I said, you were a go-go dancer. She said, what'd you say? I said, you were a go-go dancer. She said, why'd you say that? I said, you're from Vegas. She said, don't tell nobody. Yeah. So we learned to laugh again, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, we walk with that, you know, limp the rest of our lives, and the worst thing in the world. And that's what we do. This will be our 16th workshop. Gosh. Over 400 Gold Star families. And it helps me and my family. My mm-hmm. daughter Caitlin will be there, my son Chaz.
Wonderful.
Carly, Rachel, all of them. And, you know, we meet each other and share our experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, yeah. we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we'll see him again on the other side.
Well, I want to take people back just for a moment. And that was at one of the Trump rallies and then candidate President Trump before he was elected in November. Obviously, this was what last summer. And I think this was out in Oaks, if I remember correctly, right?
Yep.
And let's listen in.
Charles Strange.
Great.
Are here. Where are they? Family Governor that is with us tonight. Mary and Charles Strange.
Great.
Are here. Where are they?
Where are they?
Oh, here they are, sir. They're behind us over here to the left.
Come on up here. Come on.
They lost their son, Michael.
Come on up.
Come on up here.
It's a little harder to get up since I got shot. They've made it more difficult. Perhaps that's the way it's supposed to be.
Sir, they lost their son, Michael.
And so there we see Charlie and Mary, and Mary takes President Trump's hands, shaking hands. But Charlie, there was a promise made.
Did you want to say anything?
Under Obama is right. Under Obama. Please, on behalf of your son. I would ask, Mr. President, my son was killed August 6, 2011 with 29 other men. It was the biggest loss of life in the Iraq and Afghan war. It was the biggest loss of life in a single day in the history of America. 22 of them men were Navy Special Warfare. Till to this day, we still haven't gotten any answers. I was wondering, I'm begging you, we would like a congressional hearing. So here's what we're going to do. In the first week, let me have it, not the first day, because I made a lot of promises in the first day. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close up the border. We're going to do a lot in the first day. In the first week, we will set up a commission. We're going to find out, because so many people in your same position, they want to know what happened. Why did it happen to their son or daughter? And we're going to do that within the first week. So you get ready to come over to the White House, okay?
Thank you, Mr. President.
So that was, you know, something that Trump said in the first week. Do you have word, Charlie, that they've started to set this up and look into this? As you've been asking for this for a long time, and I know Trump has, President Trump has alluded to it in his first administration. He had, you know, tried to get to the answers, and then COVID hit, et cetera.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Dawn, because the last time I was on with you and Larry, the White House reached out probably about 3 days after being on your show.
Good.
So somebody down there is listening, Dawn. And they said, we didn't forget about you. President Trump is swinging a sledgehammer right now. And I said, thank you for the call. You know, I believe in President Trump. I believe 100% he'll have us down there. We're coming with some of Michael's buddies. And,
beautiful.
You know, our documentary last month, I was in St. John's in Jacksonville, Florida. And two gentlemen from the CIA came on and got filmed in the documentary that were there when my son died.
Wow.
And exposed a lot.
Yeah.
I said, where were you? They were in a plane. They were called Java Men, not in the same airspace, but they see everything. And I said, who you work for? He said, a contractor. I said, what contractor? He said, well, I'm an L3. I said, what's an L3? And he was a little hesitant because the film was rolling. He goes, right. I'm CIA, 15 years. And then the co-pilot the next day came, and we filmed him. And they said definitely was a setup. Definitely was a setup. They called in not to send them out. They seen all the Taliban. So congressional hearing and then military court. Somebody has to, you know, it was done by design. We have the 1,300 pages. You know, we took on the NSA case with tapping our phones, 2013, Judge Leon. So we got all the information, and I'm sure President Trump is not going to let us down.
Well, I'm glad that you got the call, and that's the beginning of this to get some answers, because I think that's, you know, part of it. No matter, I mean, I can't even imagine what you and your family have been through, but you know, just to not have all the information and to feel like, you know, and that's why I don't use the word. I know I'm being, maybe you think I'm being silly to parse the words, but I don't say lost. No matter what, you know, their chopper was shot down. That's not being lost. That's being killed. And so that it's the words matter. And, you know, obviously with your grief and everything and paying full respect. But I truly hope and pray that this is the beginning of getting these answers and feeling satisfied that at least you have justice, not only for your son, Michael, but for you know, for all of these service members.
Right. 60 Gold Star families. God. You know, and then you're absolutely right. On the death certificate, it says homicide. It don't say, you know. And it will help bring some closure. So many things, you know, they cremated my son. Michael didn't need to be cremated. You know, he was out of the helicopter with a gun in his hand. His ankle was almost off, and he's got bullets in him. So it wasn't the RPG, because I talked to the mortician. She's in the documentary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so a lot of unanswered questions that don't help the healing process. And I really believe, like, so it don't happen again.
Yeah.
You know, so it don't happen again. I love what President Trump just did. He brought in the new fighter jets. And they named it the 47. It's, you know, let's use them. Obama changed the rules of engagement 6 times, more than any other president. And we lost more men and women under Obama. And, you know, so thank God President Trump's there. And he's, you know, looking out for Americans, finally.
Well,
our young men and women.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, Charlie Strange, our Gold Star Dad locally, big event coming up in less than 2 weeks. So we hope everybody just looks this up with the Michael Strange Foundation. I know the Travis Mannion Foundation had really paid tribute to your son, Michael Strange, through their Character Does Matter program that we had talked a lot about on Friday. And so that's what we would have talked about. But for your son, certainly our hometown hero, and really you've become, in many ways, you and your family and our Gold Star families, you become our hometown heroes, too, because it's just, you know, we've come to love you. I tell people, like, yeah, Charlie and I were texting each other. Dan feels that our executive producer, Dan Borowski, feels the same way. We just love you, Charlie. You can call anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And the Travis Mannion Foundation, thank you for everything they do. They put Michael in the book about the mother a few years back. Yeah. And Ryan's leading the fight. You know, a lot of people still don't know what a Gold Star is, or, you know, so letting America know. And we have a few different things going on. But the workshops, what we do, bring us together and let parents know they're not alone. And especially a lot of the parents from the Midwest, like they said, people don't care. People don't know. And when we come here and we'll go to that American Legion post, there'll be, you know, 500 people and there'll be the motorcycles, and people do care, and freedom's not free.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Charlie Amen. Strange, thank you so much, Charlie. Thanks. And our prayers are with Mary. Please give her my best.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie.
And I'll tell Luke you said hi.
Yeah. Please tell Luke, Larry, and I said a big hello. We miss seeing him.
All right.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.